Not hurting at all, says Tristan. Hey guys, this is Drunk Tank. Got Tristan, I've got Alston with me today. Got some new guests, hopefully future residents, hopefully permanent from now on, right? Austin is, we'll just say, dabbling with the wacky tobacco. He'll be joining us soon. He's not far, though. He can hear us. He can hear what's going on. Got Tristan here with us. He's up close. He's personal. he's nervous, it looks like.
Just a little bit.
You nervous?
Just a little bit.
Why? It only goes out to whoever fucking listens to it.
Right.
Which might be like 3 people. It might be 300,000. Let's hope for 300,000.
Right. Sounds like a plan.
So one thing, first thing I'm going to talk about while we're waiting on Austin is this pink lemonade stuff, man. The new vodka. What is it? Whitney's lemonade?
I think it's like Whitney's pink.
Pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade. Yeah.
So New Amsterdam makes it. It might be my new favorite drink.
I've tasted a lot of vodka, and especially all the flavored ones. A lot of them have, you know, that jazz to them, but that aftertaste is too much.
This one
just has that just perfect kick of flavor, leaves your mouth, you know, has sensations.
Well, we did decide that it had to have a little bit of carbonation to it, so we added some Sprite, right?
And that should spot on.
Spot on. I agree with that. Well, So, one thing I got to talk a little shit about while we're here. First place in our fantasy football. We're all in the same league. And I'm rocking first place 2-0 right now.
Oh, man. I didn't even notice.
I had to bring it up just because we're all together. Neither one of you drafted.
Oh, boy.
Both of you knew about the draft, and both of you decided against it.
If it was
ouch.
I told Amanda the day before, I said, I'm going to be there for that draft. I set an alarm on my phone and everything, and I set it for the wrong damn day.
Wrong damn day. Austin has set his phone for the wrong damn day.
I set it for Sunday.
No, I'm 1-1 right now.
Tristan is 1-1. Austin's not sure. I'm 2-0, I know for sure. One thing I can tell y'all right now is Justin Herbert is that dude. But I'll tell you, I had to bench that guy, man. He might not play this week, so I had to bench him. Starting a different quarterback this week, pretty sure. If I'm not mistaken, it was Seahawks, the Geno Smith. But what you got? Austin's got his lineup ready to go. I want to check this out. Trey Lance is hurt. We got to get Trey Lance out of there, man. Got to get Trey Lance out of there. Trey Lance is hurt.
What's he got going on?
I optimized it for you. So, let's see. Scroll up. There you go. We got Matthew Stafford. That's the Rams quarterback. Matter of fact,
yeah.
That's really good. That's a good one. That's a good one. Tristan stepped on his phone. He's not sure what he's doing yet.
I know what I'm doing. It's just I got to beat you this week. I've got to make that 2-0 go down to 2-1.
What's your 1-1?
I'm 1-1.
So you got to make me 2-1?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you're being a little standoffish over there.
Oh, not standoffish at all.
You're being a little standoffish over there.
No, I was just trying to get some data just to clarify where we were at.
Hey, me and Austin were talking about this earlier, though. We were talking about, I've had a hard week, real hard week. And me and Austin were texting back and forth earlier. We're just, you know, hey, man, sorry if I was a little standoffish all week, man. I'm pretty exhausted. And we've kind of gave some death looks at each other a couple times this week. Or maybe they weren't death looks. Maybe they were just, I don't even know who the fuck I am at this point. I'm just tired.
Maybe they just were death looks.
That's so weird.
I know how you are, bro.
So we talked about it a little bit, right? And Austin's my roommate, for anybody that doesn't know. So we talked about it, and we come to an agreement that if we don't talk to each other and just kind of blow past each other and just look at each other like, hey, man, fuck you, then we just know we just need a little extra space, a little extra time. We're just having a bad week, and we're going to get over it. Tristan, you ever feel that way with anybody? You ever stand office with anybody?
Yeah, you know, we've had our times back in the day.
No, listen, we've definitely, listen, I wasn't being standoffish though. I was just being pretty much a fuck you, Tristan, because
complete asshole.
All right. I'll take that jab. But I meant just standoffish for no reason, like just by accident, like almost.
We've had our moments back in the time where it's just like, yeah, it's not my day.
Was it because you couldn't hang?
Well,
I feel like it's because he couldn't hang. Austin?
I can't hang most of the time.
He's checking out.
I check out before the party begins. I just show up 4 hours late.
Was it partially because, you know, you were trying to...
Partially because of things going on, then...
You gotta elaborate. You can't just say things going on. Hold on.
I was about to start elaborating.
All right,
And partially because of being burned out of work. Because at that time we were working together, so.
This man just segued for me. He just segued us right directly into burnout on work. We were going to talk a little bit, at least, about roommates being burnt out on each other.
But
all right, we could do that. We could go right. And Tristan just introduced us into our next topic. So all right, go ahead, Tristan. You go.
Oh crap. Well, we all get to that point. We all know how it is being with. Sometimes we have that management that we just can't deal with.
Sometimes it's just a job. In my case, it's just a job, man. And my boss tries to make it sound all like it's the best. It's not. The job sucks. Austin, we're looking at you, man. What you got over there?
Man, sometimes a job is the best in the world. And then you start finding those little things here and there, and all that little shit starts to really add up in the end. You know, it's not because, you know, my boss didn't get to pay me on a check for a week, or they gypped me on overtime hours, or they passed me on a promotion, or anything like that. I mean, it could be small itty-bitty things, you know.
No, I agree. It's the burnout, man, right?
And then just having that happen day in and day out.
Where I'm at with it is sometimes you can love your job and just hate the burnout, man. Like, you stay there long enough, and you hate any job.
Like, I mean, I love to chew a delicious food, but sometimes as delicious as it is, you're tired of chewing.
Yeah, just don't eat it off. Right. So like,
exactly.
So, like, everybody loves tacos, everybody loves pizza, but I think if we all ate them every day,
you know, tacos
and pizza aren't good on certain days.
You're complacent to it. You get to the point where your baseline is tacos. You need more than tacos.
Absolutely.
Right, and I think that's kind of...
What you choosing? Real quick, on the spot, tacos or pizza?
Ooh.
Tristan, tacos or pizza?
I think I'm very big on tacos, and I'm very big on pizza. But I don't mean to throw this out there, but in the same token, Taco Bell has a...
Taco Bell? That's where you come... All right, so tacos. We're saying tacos.
I'm saying tacos.
Taco Bell tacos though.
But they have a Mexican pizza.
Okay.
All right.
So he's doing both. That's a good answer.
It's a taco pizza.
It's
actually pretty decent.
The truest definition. Tex-Mex.
Led with both. All right. Good answer. I like that. Austin, tacos or pizza?
Tacos all the way. I can't stand pizza.
What kind of tacos? Where from?
Oh, it's gotta be a street taco, carnita taco, soft. You know, corn tortilla that's been made.
I'm rocking
brisket,
that shit, bro.
Just fucking cheese, freshly sliced and diced.
Listen,
melted
if,
up.
If it doesn't start with taqueria, I'm probably not going. Honestly, if it's not in the shithole gas station or like hole in the wall piece of shit place that you would never think to eat, it's not there, I'm probably not going to eat it. But it's got to be tacos and it's got to be in the shithole.
Wait a minute, you made your answer
and you had a good one. You had a good one. You didn't think outside the box. That's not on us.
you're right. But Another great taco that's out there is Taco Delight. I could eat that.
Listen, Taco Delight is great. I will not knock Taco Delight for one second. Taco Delight is amazing. But it does not compare to going in and saying, hey, I need the taco plate with pollo and the green hot sauce. If they don't have the green hot sauce at that present environment, it's not real tacos.
It's almost like me and Taco Bell, man. I can't enjoy Taco Bell without Baja Blast.
Okay.
If they don't have Baja Blast, I'll walk out.
So there's only a couple of things I can eat. There's only a couple of things I can eat from Taco Bell without, being incapacitated for a few days.
Risk reward.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of risk, a lot of not so much reward.
Right.
Yeah, the reward is the bathroom a couple of days a week.
Right. I do have to say it would completely depend on which, on where, on how the store is that surrounding where you're at.
Because absolutely.
There's some that around that they're great stores, and there's some that you go there, oh, your stomach's not gonna like what they cook.
Hey, I had an awesome burrito from a taqueria today, and I get there. And I know I'm doing the right thing when I walk up and I'm trying to tell her what I want. She understands zero English. And that's okay. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Because even if you fuck this up, it's still going to be amazing. So I get there and I'm trying to tell her what I want. I don't like tomatoes. As long as she knows I don't like tomatoes, I don't really care what she wants, what she does to the burrito after that. But it comes with sour cream, you know, whatever protein you like. And beans, rice, lettuce, and tomatoes. And I pretty much got my point over that I didn't want tomatoes. The second point was lettuce. I could deal with lettuce if you absolutely put it on there. But just no tomatoes. Over and over, she's like, oh, okay, no tomato. And I was like, yeah. And if you remember or understand, like, fucking no lettuce either. And so anyways, I got pretty badass burger. She got a spot on. And I hurt myself today. I ate it. So we had four jobs today because it's Saturday. You know, we're working a short day. And so we did three of our jobs. We're like, hey, let's go eat lunch real quick. We got one thing left. And so I go eat this baby leg of a burrito. And I eat that. And I was like, man, I'm really glad I'm not working all day today because this would hurt. So by the time we get to the last job, I was pretty much dead, dude. Pretty much dead. I drank a big red right on top of that.
Ooh.
Just, it was also on top of all that, it was an hour drive.
Ooh.
Hour drive after we ate.
But also a great drink. I do have to say, I'm down with you on the big red.
You don't mess with big red.
Yes, I do.
Listen, I drink big red every day. You don't miss a big red.
I love me some big red. Big red don't like me. Big red gives me heartburn.
But I will tell you, by the time I got to that job, man, I was done. Done time.
I bet.
So
we are talking about tacos and pizza and stuff. Yesterday, I kind of did the same thing to myself yesterday. I decided to go up here to the Chipotle. And, of course, they couldn't close my burrito the correct way.
No, listen, if you buy a burrito from Chipotle, it should not be able to be closed.
That's why you get a bowl.
That's how you, yeah, exactly, right? Get a bowl, throw a tortilla on top of it. Matter of fact, give me two tortillas. We'll figure this out when I get home. I don't need you to wrap this for me. This is going to be a disaster.
I'll take a bath when I'm done.
It'll be a disaster either way.
The funny thing is most of the time when I go to the Rockwell, when they'll double shell it for me. This one just fell apart right in my hand.
Two tortillas? Two tortillas?
One way and one the other way?
Yeah, just like, listen, lay two tortillas down. Spread that shit out, roll that shit like a joint, bro. Like,
yeah, exactly. It sounds like a good plan. But, I was hurting pretty decently outside of that.
Austin loves some Chipotle. We have a Chipotle right down the street. As I mentioned earlier, me and Austin are roommates. And Apparently, the Chipotle we have here is not so good, right?
I love Chipotle. I've only been into a few Chipotles that I didn't like, but I think this one's just too new.
Yeah, I think so. It's two months old, maybe? Yeah, it's not very good.
New staffers, they don't know the new gear, the new equipment. They're just going to have to take a while. They're throwing their first dart, you know?
You're aiming up.
Here we go. Now talking about a subject that we can get on this.
You suck at darts. Don't even bring it up.
Oh, you just done it. You just done it, Bob.
I know.
Because the last time we played, we were neck and neck, and you got me 2-1.
I got you the time before that, dude.
Hey. this is drunk tank.
You brought it up. This is drunk tank, and you brought it up, so you get trashed out on drunk tank.
Walk the plank.
All right. Chug that. We're going to watch Tristan chug a quarter of a Corona real quick. All right. While we're doing this, now you got to open the other one. At least, like, take another drink.
Take a drink.
You at least got to take a sip of the next Corona, because I see you got one ready for us over there.
Yeah.
So, Austin, as we were talking about earlier, Tristan kind of brought this up while he's trying to finger fuck his Corona over there. Yeah. I looked at you earlier, and just, you kind of looked at me, and we just, like, kind of read each other, like, just not the time, man, not the time. We're just going to leave each other alone, man. So, we talked about it later on. We're just like, man, just work's kind of bumming me out. Just kind of zoned out, dude. I've been exhausted and absolutely working my ass off for, you know, shit money like everybody else in America, right?
Yep.
So, we talked about it. We're like, hey, man, just, kind of burnt out, kind of done, kind of tired. If I seemed a little fucking standoffish today, it's mostly just because, well, I'm tired. Tired's a lot of it. So, I want to bring you guys in on this because I know you're dealing with similar situations that I am. Not the same, though. Not the same, just right. Similar. We're all burnt out on work right now, which is crazy. Like, it must be that time of year, almost like it's in the water, right? Like, chicks getting pregnant and shit, you know?
I think a lot of it, actually, I suspect, anyways, that it may be a lot of people are working from home now.
Could be.
You don't get that physical space you get from your spouse or your significant other.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, and that's a break that most elderly, married couples would say. The best thing to cut them together was having space apart during the workday.
I can see. So my experience with this is, like, I've been off for the last month for a knee injury, right? And my experience with this would be me and my wife are fine, but me and the kids are beefing, son. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to beat the kids up. I won't, but I sure feel like it. Me and the kids are beefing real hard, especially the younger ones. You know, you live here. We have a lot of kids, and the two younger ones are hell on wheels.
Yeah,
they're just over toddler age, and not much different than toddlers. they tear shit up all day, every day.
Genius, you know.
Yeah, except for there's not a whole lot of genius involved. It's a lot of Nutella spread across the counter and ramen noodles broken on the floor.
let's smell some chocolate rubbing on the door handles.
Yes. Let's just, any way we could tear the house up.
Turn the house
to make dad and uncle. Yeah, absolutely. My experience with work right now is I just got back to work after a knee injury and starting a new job. Same industry, just new job, and realized I'm only a week in, and I'm already realizing I fucking hate this. Mm-hmm. I fucking hate it, man. And it's one of those things, like, you gotta pay bills, you gotta hang tight, you gotta do what's right. It's real tough. Real tough here.
I agreed. I very, very much agreed.
Tristan's experience is more similar to mine with his boss. Mine's the not necessarily the job, just the whole thing, man. And I think Tristan can elaborate a little more on this, starting with the boss, man. The boss just being a dick is a
right. Micromanagement's never an easy thing to deal with. Because if we don't have the proper materials or the proper...
Look at me. What are you doing over there? You're talking, but I don't hear you.
Oh, boy. I was fiddling around with a lock.
I've seen that. He's practicing picking the lock, for those who don't know. He's kind of out of it for a second. I had to snap him out of it.
Yeah.
Sitting right across from him. Yeah. Oh, educational purposes only. We all practice picking locks for, you know.
Security.
The fun of it.
That kind of throws us into kind of what I do for a living. I'm a part maintenance. So
he sucks at it too. I don't know. I've never seen. I got a middle finger though, if that helps.
So I kind of work on apartments and make sure that if you get locked out, I'm the one that actually comes in. Let you actually
use a dedicated door.
I would imagine that's 90% of that job would just be people just being locked out all day.
Well, it's a good mix. There's an actual great mix between plumbing, electrical, HVAC.
All right, so you get work orders, right?
Yes, sir.
Out of all your work orders, how many are lockouts? Per day.
Two.
Just two.
Just two. But we're also on a predominantly smart property. Everything's predominantly smart locks.
Like electrical,
like
unlock it from your phone and shit?
Not with what they've done. They've let their batteries completely die to where I have to go kind of.
That's when you're doing the lockout. So, like, but see, I lived in your apartment complex that you're the maintenance guy on, and I locked myself out, but I can unlock myself on my phone, yes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
As long as the door battery didn't die.
As long as the door battery and your phone didn't die.
Right.
Right.
Right. Exactly. You're all set.
Yeah. Yes.
Gotcha. How do you replace the batteries on those things?
There's an actual screw on the inside that there's like four batteries. It's the Yale system, so they're...
Yeah, make it as simple as possible, because me and Austin are sitting here looking at you like, yeah, whatever, we don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it just AAA? Probably four batteries.
No, they're four doubles. They're four doubles.
Damn,
that's
a lot of
powers, huh?
Woo. Yeah. A rocket ship, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
House.
So, tell us a little bit about how your boss is just burning you out, man.
Well, of course, during the day we have to do work orders, and if we don't have the materials to be able to do our work orders, then you have someone on the backside that don't really know the job going, well, this isn't getting done, but you're going to do it my way. Yeah. It's kind of like, but I told you I need this.
You got to elaborate a little bit, though. Being
I'll kind of go with one thing that we've kind of got into it this week. A sink. A rusted sink. Kind of told her, I was like, hey, I can't change this without having the silicone and the glue to go under it and around it. And she goes, well, I want it done today. I'm like,
you just didn't have the parts?
We don't have the material.
Material, that's the word I was looking for.
And it's just one of those things where it's just like, that ain't gonna happen.
Gotcha.
Then told me at the end of the day that she's gonna write me up. I was like,
well,
it's like, yeah, that's too much of a negative environment. It's time for me to move around.
What are you thinking of? What are you doing next?
Either getting into industrial. I've thought about getting into industrial, but I've also thought about starting my own business.
Real quick before you move too far, what's industrial how?
Industrial maintenance.
What's up?
So, how the factories work, if the factories aren't maintained properly, someone's not continually maintaining the wires that runs the machines and all that, that's what I'd be doing. Industrial, because it's all robots. It's all off of electrical and mechanical.
You're the mechanics.
Pretty much
for the mechanics that replace the old mechanics.
Pretty much.
That makes sense.
Well, Austin, I know you've been having a tough time with just bullshitting work and same shit as everybody else is dealing with. What's your experience?
My experience is that work is almost just like a relationship, man. When you're in a relationship, everything can go be perfectly fine. You get into it.
Until she decides it's not.
Yeah, then you're gone.
Then you're gone, son. You got to start over. I understand.
And so it's weird because 3 years into my employment, I got let go for no official reason, except for they don't want to continue with me any longer. And I'm not sure at what point that, and I understand why, because I was not giving them the true me for the last year and a half.
Right.
Reason being is because they were promising things they never were able to deliver.
I think the last we spoke about this was a few days ago, and you were saying, like, well, I have a certain skill set, and then until you pay me for a certain skill set, you get this skill set for said pay.
Yeah, and this is a little bit longer, but the reason I was going with that is I wanted to approach my boss. So a year, I hired on, they said 1 year you're going to be hired on full-time permanently, you'll have a full-time gig all the way. That year came, they said we don't have the budget, but there are other members being added to the team for like another year or so. So I grew a little sour, a little resentment towards her, right, towards the company, right?
Right.
And I guess naturally, just, you know, kind of like if your significant other cheated on you, even if you could forgive them, it's still never going to be the exact same.
I got you.
Except I'm always going to have that. I've always had that, well, you kind of screwed me, you know. I'm going to give you the minimal work.
Right. It's just for just for a little elaboration, what do you do for a living?
I work in cybersecurity engineering. So I'm actually the ones that come up with the offensive ideas on, it's called a threat acting. So essentially find new types of threat acting, and malware, vulnerabilities, exploits, things of that nature that people may not know how to use in combinations that work, you know. So, for instance, you know, if you wanted to protect your house, you would put doors on the, you would put locks on the doors, bars on the windows. You would put monitoring systems, some chirp systems, in case a window opened, it would alert you. Well, ADT would protect all against all that. But what if your power went out?
So, let's say your ADT plus a battery pack.
Yes, I'm the one that comes in and says, your system used to work until these new things are going to be coming out here pretty soon, and it's not going to be protected anymore.
These new and improved criminals are in your driveway cutting catalytic converters off and stuff.
Exactly. And it's not only me theorizing and giving these in practices, I'm actually performing them in live demonstrations and saying, listen, the security measures that you are using currently are no longer effective.
Gotcha. Not really, but
it's a penetration test of sorts.
Gotcha.
The technical officer of company says, hey, I need to know if my company can be hacked, but I want to make sure if it can be hacked, it's by a person who I can trust didn't cause malicious activity. I hire a penetration tester, certified penetration tester, licensed penetration tester. People do that.
I feel like Tristan's a penetration tester.
You are, aren't you?
No.
I had to catch him off guard. He's still picking the lock over here. I had to catch him a little off guard on that. All right, I'm sorry to cut you off, but That was perfect time. Go ahead, Austin.
Are you okay?
So, penetration tester.
So essentially, and then just you would come in, and or that single person, or usually a company outside of the technical department of that company. They don't have any access, they don't have any information, they just say, hey, hack us, see what you can get, basically,
okay.
And we'll give you this much money if you can, we'll give you this much money base, but this much money if you can't. I mean, there's security companies out there with groups that are notorious for actually completing 100% of every security audit they've ever you know, attempted.
That's insane.
Yeah. And it's always laid down for physical security. The social engineering aspect. The aspect that most computer geeks do not have.
No, for sure. Like, I'm a bit of a geek, but most of what you just said, I was trying my best to follow. And here's the thing is, I got to go next, and that's a tough act to follow.
Well, man, let me just 1 second. So, when I say physical access and the social engineering part is you walking up to the target and talking your way into their home and gaining their access to everything, and then walking out and they're thanking you for it.
Right.
That's the social engineering aspect of it.
Okay.
But you can do it over the phone. Hey, this is your boss calling. I need these reports, these numbers right now. And she's thinking, oh God, it's the boss. I'm not going to verify. Here's the numbers. Maybe a small blip, but it could help out the hacker later on, combine the data all together.
Gotcha. So you're a reverse hacker almost.
Yeah. I perform those engagements in order to figure out how to prevent them.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, once again, I have a tough act to follow, but I'll go ahead and tell my story. He is a cyber engineer, and I, sir, am a pest control technician.
Let me add to that. You are so much more than that. How many things have you been? Just give me a number.
Career-wise, no.
How many things do you know a little bit and you could actually work
definitely,
with a lot?
Definitely jack of all trades, but yeah. By profession, I actually love to be a professional pest control technician. Okay. However, I'm an apprentice right now. This is a new trade, new thing, just running into. It's my second company. I know. Apprentice, second company already, right? Well, the first company didn't like to pay me, so I had to go to the next one, right?
Company has to be a best fit for the employee.
Which kind of goes back to what we were already talking about, is just being burnt out. Like, the first pest control company, like, man, it was perfect. Until I got hurt, and I was like, hey, guys, I've hurt my knee. I need to go to the doctor, and I have insurance here through you guys. So if you give me, you know, give me a week, I'll have something, you know, like. And so they agreed to that. They were like, yeah, no, that makes sense, man. You're hurt. Do what you got to do.
Right.
And I literally went to the office and spoke to the manager, my branch manager, about this. And he was like, yeah, man, you're hurt. You go home. Take care of yourself. As soon as you know something, let us know. We'll get you back to work. And I was like, yeah, man, I don't even want to be off. Just put me on a little light duty. You know, I'm running 18 stops a day. If I could do, you know, 10 stops a day, I'd be okay with that. I think that my knee would hold up for that. Because I actually hurt my knee. I don't know if I said that or elaborated on any of that. But my knee was just not good. I actually have stretch marks on my knee from where it's just been swelling up and tore up, you know. So
I've seen
them. So they agreed to that. And I made it home. And it's about a 20-minute drive home from the office. And I pulled in the driveway. Same guy I talked to, same branch manager, calls me and says, hey, the company doesn't want to deal with the liability of you being hurt, so we're going to have to lay you off until you get your knee figured out. It's like, okay, well, this shouldn't take more than a week, I would think. You know, I'll get in a doctor, he'll figure it out, we'll be okay. That was kind of the downfall of that company for me. That kind of is what started it for me was, well, man, he just told me that I was okay, you know. And so I went to the doctor, and, of course, I got sent out to for an MRI. That was a week out. I don't get to choose the appointment. It's a week out. Cool. All right. I get my MRI, and I call the doctor back. Hey, I've got my MRI. I'm ready to come in and have you read the results of the MRI to me so we can fix my knee. And that was 2 weeks out. They had nothing sooner than 2 weeks. So, okay, well, I'm a month out now. So, when we get sent back, the doctor tells me, yeah, you've got deconstruction of the knee. Your knee is slowly deteriorating. The meniscus is not good, da-da-da-da-da, whatever it may be. The details aren't really important here. The importance of this conversation, what I'm talking about, is I call them and say, hey, you know, I've got the cortisone shot in my knee. going to do some physical therapy. I'm ready to go back to work. And the next day, I'm supposed to get paid. And I don't. And the time before that, I didn't get paid. And I actually, still to this day, they owe me money. So, getting a burnout real quick. And in between all of this, the only reason they owe me a check is while I'm hurt, they call me and ask for a favor. They're like, hey, we need you to work this Friday. It's really important. We're going to put you on light duty. Work 7 stops. And we'll put you back on, no problem. And I worked 7 Friday? Stops. And I'm laid back off immediately, man. I worked those 7 stops for them. Immediately laid back off. And just kind of put some turmoil, you know. Some turmoil in my relationship with my job. I loved my job before this. Before my injury. To be honest with you, before my injury, if this injury never would have happened, I probably would have stayed where I was at. But here I am still to this day. They still owe me money, and I haven't worked there in over a month. Mm-hmm. So we're going to bring Tristan in on this conversation, yes, just to catch him off guard, because he's still over here picking this lock. He ain't figured it out yet.
You done finishing how to penetrate yet?
No, not quite at all.
Are you a back-end penetration expert?
He's upside down too.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Hey, you guys ever want to make Tristan red? We were talking about this last few times. Hey, look, he's already all shit. You got a finger in the butt yet? He choked on his beer.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
or no?
Okay.
Yes or
no? No.
Why not?
Did you enjoy it?
I haven't adventured that portion.
You haven't adventured to that portion?
No, I have not.
We weren't talking about eating the booty, bro. You're talking about portions, man. We're talking about just a little dabble, just a little. Mm. How many knuckles, bro?
So, I've played, but I've never had nobody's. There's just boundaries that just not crossed.
You got to elaborate a little bit, because they can't see you making these hand motions. You got to elaborate on what boundaries are not to be crossed.
If it makes you feel any better, I'll go first.
Yeah, okay. I'll go first. All right. But if Tristan's going to go first, what boundaries are not to be crossed?
I can't say that I wouldn't allow someone to cross the boundary.
You just got to find the right person, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'm down for that.
Absolutely.
Down for that. You gotta be comfortable. I agree with that. 1,000%. Because listen, I'm married now, and anytime before now, my wife is the first one. It's like, hey, let me show you something, and she did. And I would ask you guys to ask me to elaborate, but I'll do it for you, just this time. She's like, hey, I'm gonna try some shit. And I was like, what you gonna try? And I got a knuckle in the butt. Look at Tristan. Look. I love it. I love it. It's my favorite. Go ahead. Why are you cringing so hard?
No. Right,
just one. Look. Just there. That's all you need.
And that look will change.
Just the
forever.
First knuckle. Just the first knuckle of the index finger.
Why?
All right.
Why?
Austin's next. What you got?
All right, so
we'll keep it somewhat rated R, somewhat PG-13. Yeah, we're going to keep it in between.
I mean, I was pretty young, actually. This happened a long time ago, but I just recently started rediscovering it with another comfortable partner.
All right.
Which was, I think, the biggest thing of all times is just making sure you're comfortable with that person. Because if you're not, you won't be able to enjoy it.
I agree.
Right. So
they gotta make you feel confident.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, exactly. For sure. I mean, yeah. So, but she was giving me giving me head, and she just started working her finger in there. And
so
I didn't fight.
Same thing. It wasn't just like hook 'em right.
Hook 'em right.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It was just it just kind of happened, and she kind of walked me through it, and yeah, no, I'm with you.
Oh yeah, and after she was done, after I was done, I was like, "Can you hand me a towel?" And she was like, "Yeah, I got you. You want a sandwich? You want what you want to do?"
So you sure you want this link set after this episode? No, we're gonna do it.
Oh shit.
You're gonna do it, man.
Nah, I can't make any promises on that one.
You're not gonna share the link, bro?
Oh yeah, I'll share the link. All right.
You get comfortable with somebody, you'll see.
Yeah.
Just need a prostate exam. Oh, almost spilled his beer again.
He's kind of prepared on that one.
No, not at all. I am not ready for anything to go into the extra hole.
So just for a little context, we talk shit to Tristan about this every time just to make him red in the face. And this guy is literally pink right now. So I know you guys can't see it, but he is so pink. Me and Austin, pretty much every time we see Tristan, have this conversation with him. Just to see if we can talk him into it one day. Because maybe we did it, maybe we didn't. Who knows? Maybe one day Tristan's going to roll up and be like, yeah, man, it was fucking two knuckles deep.
He'll be walking different. He'd be looking confident.
Just for anybody who might know me, I apologize for this conversation, but y'all know how I fuck with Tristan.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But
it's... I don't mind being fucked with. It's like... It's kind of...
It's your... It's your way of acceptance, right?
If I can poke back...
It's your way of acceptance, right?
Pretty much. If I can poke, then I can be poked back. Yeah. So it's like...
No, you know, if you're being poked at, we love and care for you.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like that kind of goes back to like what me and James was talking about, you know, walking past each other in the hallway or something like that, giving those dirty looks and stuff, because...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, to me, those dirty looks means more I love you more than anything.
Yes, it's a comfortability, like, hey, you know, I'm just fucking with you, and you can fuck with me back. The same for me and Austin and being roommates, and like, hey, man, just don't fucking talk to me right now. It's just a comfortability. No, see, you don't want to be fucked with. And it just so happened that the same look I got back was, I don't want to be fucked with either. Cool, man, I'm going to take a nap, son. Whenever you come back.
And we just noticed the message each other. Yeah. Hit me up when you're good.
All good. We'll make this thing work, right?
Right.
So anyways, now that we're all burnt out on work and all that bullshit, I think we gotta, as soon as possible, find an end game. I think we'll conclude with, we'll all get a chance to speak here, but I wanna just say, I think we have to find an end game. Me and Austin have talked about a few things. Me and Tristan's talked about a few things. Tristan's talking about opening an appliance repair shop, which sounds like an amazing thing to do. I think we have enough experience amongst the two of us that we can make that work. Me and Austin's talked about moving to Oklahoma and growing weed. Mm-hmm. It's legal there. There's nothing wrong with that. It's more and more acceptable every day. I just think that we have to... I think between the three of us specifically, we have to quit working for the man, quit working to be burnt out, quit killing ourselves, man.
Because if you're not working for your dream, you're working for someone else's dream.
Right, yeah. Right. Fucking, they get a dollar, we get a dime, man.
That's right.
I'm over it. So we're going to name this podcast specifically... What do y'all got? Let's do something along the lines of burnout on work.
That works. That works.
Start your own business. That's our plan. We're all starting our business. We have side hustles. We still got a few more minutes before we're going to cut off. So if y'all don't mind, I'd like to bring up side hustles. Like, I have my own knife shop. Tristan, what do you got?
I already do a little bit of side work on repairs for like a small mom and pop shop restaurants.
Doing what?
So like one of the ones that I'm working on right now is Mona Lisa Pizza in Catamills.
You not talked to any of them to put a finger in your butt? Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. I had to derail it. It was too serious for too long. All right. Back into it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Pretty much make sure all the refrigerators are staying going.
You have refrigerator certifications, right?
Yes.
How long did that take you to get?
It took me a year to get my EPA.
EPA, but you got more schooling than that, right?
Yes, I've been going to school for about 3 years.
3 years.
I've got 1 year for AutoCAD, another year for facility.
For AutoCAD.
It's everything has a drawing, TVs, computers.
Yeah, you're talking about like a basic designs, right?
Yeah, four-dimensional, yeah.
Yes. Okay. It's basic design software that
what most mills and things like that use.
Gotcha.
Without that, there's a lot of stuff that can't be designed. Because everything has to be put on paper. Then the facility maintenance side, everything has to be able to be fixed. So it's like everything's coming together. You have to be able to read these plans to fix this. Or at least understand the plans to be able to go repairing other things.
Almost like blueprints, but like before blueprints, right? Before blueprints after, get made, or after?
After
blueprints, okay. All
right. Blueprints are old school. They go back to before you and I were even thought of.
Yeah, man, last time I did construction, it was fucking roll them out on a table. You know, like, right. You know, just clear the table, roll out your map, yeah.
Wait a minute. Now we're getting to
it's all digital, man.
Generation X, because now...
Are you Generation X? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
You still ain't had a finger in your butt?
all the millennial generation is...
I'm sorry, okay, I can't... Not make him
meet. all the millennial generation is going off these digital devices, computers, telephone.
Absolutely. It's what they're trained to do.
So, in order to be in design or architectural, you have to learn the technology that goes with it.
I feel like Austin can elaborate. He knows a little bit.
Absolutely. I think that my generation, as I'm, two, three generations behind, technically? Or am I just second generation?
I also feel like we might be the three guys that are millennials that are a little bit before our time.
Yeah, a little bit older.
A little bit of an old soul. Like, maybe not, like, we should have been born in maybe the 80s tops.
Yeah,
you know, just
right.
Like a 10-year difference.
Yeah,
know?
Okay.
Yeah, 10-year deficit. Not to the crazy, but we were born early enough to where I feel like we could live without the electronic shit.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
But damn it, it would suck. Where I think my kids would die. Literally.
Yes.
Like, I love my kids, but... They just don't know how.
Exactly. I'm right there with you.
So I think you're absolutely right. Us three specifically, and people of our generation understand. I never had my internet access was a dial-up, and I might have gotten
that. Yeah, the same alarm y'all just heard from Tristan's phone going off a minute ago. It kind of sounded like that. Brr, 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 brr.
Yeah, call back later. Someone else trying to dial up right now.
Absolutely.
Maybe they'll download their Napster.
Yeah, please don't pick up the phone while I'm downloading my fucking 4 gigabytes of porn or whatever. But I don't even think gigabytes could have been.
No, gigabytes wasn't even a thing.
Gigabyte
was way too much.
Space. I was also awfully way too young for that, but that'd be.
But the sound of fax machines is what the dial-up used to sound like.
For sure.
Oh.
Well, while we're thinking about it, we got a few minutes left. Let's try to wrap this up. We're gonna get with Austin's side hustle. What you got? Side hustle, man.
Oh, man. My side hustle has always been wanting to do... I know it sounds kind of cliche, but just kind of an aficionizer of sorts. Does that make sense?
No, so we got to elaborate.
I'll have to elaborate.
Because even if it made sense to us, it might not make sense to our listeners.
Can you break it down to me?
He's going to.
Yeah, I'm breaking it down. Just give me a minute. Okay. So you know that TV show where the businesses are failing and the dude comes, he's like, you need to change this, you need to do this, you need to do that, almost like you need to do this, right?
Like Hell's Kitchen.
The most popular one, yeah, like Hell's Kitchen or The Restaurant. Exactly, yeah, Gordon Ramsay kind of style, yeah.
But not a restaurant, it's more along the technological side. You need to be more implementing more automation here, less here.
Gotcha.
You need to be able, like, if I'm able to easily notice patterns that certain amount of people just in general are doing the same tedious tasks that a smart monkey could do, automate it. It's quick.
Well, stop being that monkey.
No.
You already look like one anyway, so.
It's okay. You got to come back. You got to come back. You got it. I seen it. I seen it on the tip of your tongue. You decided against it. It must have been a rough one. All right. We'll transition straight into mine. All right. So I kind of told you guys earlier, I run a knife business. I sell pocket knives. So obviously buy them wholesale. We run trade shows. What else are they called? Trade shows, trade days.
Trade days, yeah.
What's the other one? Like
swap meets.
Swap meets, right?
Yeah.
Just, you know,
county fairs.
Run out there. I also run a Facebook page, website, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little, it's not anything crazy, but I sell a knife here or there. Most of mine are boots on the ground, like, hey, here's what I got, you know. Most of my sales come from that, but it's a dollar or two here and there, and that's it's my passion. Eventually, I want to have my own knife shop. But once again, we talked about that.
Oh, that's kind of a scary topic, bro.
Well,
on a serious
note, don't show up, you don't get stabbed, right?
Right.
And if you show up, don't talk shit. You know, like if you walk through the door and you don't get stabbed, you might be all right. But.
But that kind of was back in the old day, bro.
It depends. Are you buying a knife when you walk in?
Might just take one off your shelves. How's that?
Then you're getting stabbed. Like, that's the rule. I think that's how that works. Self-defense? I don't know.
Hand for hand?
I'm a cybersecurity expert over here, you know. I'll be the walk through my front door and steal something expert.
Right?
You wake up, need a new haircut.
New haircut. And, hey, I did not shave you with a clipper blade. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. But anyways, guys, we're going to sign off for the night. We got Tristan, we got Austin, we got James. And
it was nice talking to y'all.
Had a good night. See y'all next time.